Welcome to Briefings in Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research, and commentary. I'm Drew Condry-Murray, it's October 31st, and here's what's happening. Last week, I talked with Tempus Networks. They're a startup in the secure networking space, and they recently released a new product called the HipSwitch 250. Now, before I get into the product, here's a little background on Tempered Networks. The company uses encryption and device identity to create an overlay that can run over any standard Ethernet or IP network. The device identity is constructed using HIP, that is the Host Identity Protocol. HIP is an IETF draft that constructs a cryptographically derived identity for an endpoint. Now, that's a very simplified explanation, and if you want more details on the HIP protocol, there are show notes for a link to the IETF documentation. So, by having unique individual device identities, Tempered customers can build whitelist-based policies to explicitly define which devices are allowed to communicate with each other. And there are a couple of other components to the Tempered solution. First is the conductor. This is an orchestration and management system where policies are set. Available as a physical or virtual appliance or in the cloud, the conductor is where you enable a device, set connectivity policies and permissions, build your whitelists, and remove devices if necessary. The conductor runs out of band, that is, it doesn't sit in the traffic path. Second is the gateway. Now, this is deployed in front of the devices between you which you want to set up encrypted tunnels. The gateway authorizes each device and helps set up the encrypted communications. And last but not least is the HIP relay. This is an identity-based router. A gateway device connects to a HIP relay and builds the tunnel. Tempered Networks uses AES 256 encryption. So, for example, if you had a bunch of IP-based security cameras at a branch office and you want to connect them to your data center HQ, you deploy a HIP gateway at the branch and a HIP relay in the data center, and then you use the out-of-band orchestrator to set up the policies, and off you go. All right, so back to the announcement. Tempered has released the HipSwitch 250, and this is a hardware gateway designed to act as a front end for IoT devices. So you set up the switch, plug in the devices, such as an IP security camera, as I mentioned earlier, and then the switch creates an encrypted tunnel over a standard Ethernet or IP network. And because the traffic is encrypted, communications can occur over any network, so you can use a private MPLS circuit, public broadband connection, or even 3G, 4G network. The switch, which is smaller than a serial box, includes 8 1-gig ports that support power over Ethernet. It also includes 2 serial ports and dual cellular modems. The device can be configured for fast failover from the wired network to a cellular modem, or vice versa, depending on which one you prioritize. Tempered Networks is positioning the HipSwitch 250 for uses such as IP cameras, smart building controls, and industrial locations like oil derricks or for fleet management, any place you've got IoT devices or sensors where you need to set up secure communications back to a home base. The company touts ease of deployment. Just ship a HipSwitch to a site, plug it in, point it to an IP address, and it will auto-configure, and then it can be managed remotely from the orchestrator. Tempered sees a huge addressable market for its products, including manufacturing, utilities, retail, and building management. How big? Gartner estimates that 8.4 billion IoT devices will be in use by the end of 2017, and 3.1 billion of which will be deployed by businesses. Now, these business-based IoT devices are often critical. They collect operational data, or they could control industrial and manufacturing processes, and so on. So device compromise could have a significant impact on business operations. And we know IoT devices are targets. That was made abundantly clear by the DDoS attacks against Dyn in 2016, which was perpetrated in part by IoT botnets. That means Tempered Networks and other networking and security vendors have a rich vein here to mine. So if you want more information on what Tempered is up to, head on over to temperednetworks.com. And that was Briefings in Brief from the Packet Pushers. For more IT podcasts, blogs, and news created for engineers, visit packetpushers.net, where you can subscribe for free. And for even more great information, become a member at packetpushers.net/members.